Arizona has a teacher shortage, and the K-12 system is chronically underfunded, even with recent increases put into effect by lawmakers and the governor. But one under-discussed challenge is absenteeism and how a significant percentage of students simply don't end up showing up for school. Businesswoman Rhonda Cagle wrote an op-ed for the Arizona Republic that raises awareness of chronic absenteeism and highlights what some schools are doing to counter it, and she's with me. Rhonda, put this into context for us. How big a problem is this in Arizona, and how does it compare to other states?
So in Arizona, we're home to 1.1 million K-12 public students. And according to Attendance Works, they found that 18.7% of all students in our public system are chronically absent. That's more than 200,000 students.
Is there an inequality at play here? We often hear about certain districts that are more fortunate as far as the funds. And how does that affect absenteeism? Are we seeing it in some of the more challenged low-income districts?
Poverty is one of the leading indicators that indicate where we're going to see chronic absenteeism. So when you think about the barriers that keep a student out of school, poverty plays into all of that. We look at 1 in 4 students in Arizona, 24% of students are chronically food insecure. When we look at the poverty rates, Arizona is home to the 5th highest poverty rate in the nation. That means that we have 1 in 4 students who are living in poverty. And when you have poverty, you see associated barriers to daily attendance, things like lack of transportation, health care, housing.
How much of this has to be learned at home so that parents, whether busy, whether stressed, whether other challenges come up in their lives, realize that education is vitally important to get their kids in school? How much of it is just a lack of emphasis or a lack of ability to get the child to school because of other challenges?
What the data shows is families that face other barriers that are related to poverty have a harder time getting their children to school. If a parent is working 2 and 3 jobs, that means the child is largely dependent on him or herself to get him or herself to school. And we have to look at some of the other social systems, the community support services that can empower that family to get their child to school. Things as simple as a friendly phone call from the school saying, "We really miss your child. We're missing a lot of seeing your child in the classroom. What's going on? How can we help? What do you need?" I was talking with Heather Anguiano, who is from Hartford Elementary School in Chandler, and she referenced the fact that just giving the family a piece of paper or a phone number or a website isn't going to solve the challenge. And so the school taking that extra step, going with the family to obtain the services that the family needed, that created, first of all, a partnership, it created trust, and it solved the problem. And the school went from seeing themselves as serving the whole child to really extending that to serving the whole family.
So this is a vicious cycle that can be turned around if there's a commitment to it.
Absolutely. When you look at the data, Heather Anguiano at Hartford Elementary, she saw that her chronic absenteeism rate was at 9.2% in 2017. In 2019, it dropped to 6.3%. There is a way to reduce chronic absenteeism, but it takes the entire community working together.
Entire community, an important segue there. You're someone who is not an educator herself. How do we get the community more involved? Because we can have people talk about how important education is, and they know it. But there are some who, if they don't have kids in school, or their kids have aged out of school, whatever it may be, aren't as committed. How do you, as someone who's not an educator, get other non-educators to realize, hey, this is really on all of us as a community?
I think for us as a community, we have to think about the long-term impacts to our community. If I'm a business owner, which I am, if I have an employee with a sick child who's missing school, that means my employee is missing work. We have to look at ourselves as a part of the bigger solution because it impacts the larger community. So, for example, making our businesses a source of education about the importance of daily attendance, putting information into the hands of our employees helps empower them to get their children to school and understand the importance. The other thing that as a business community we have to look at is those soft skills of the future workforce. Learning how to show up on time, learning how to show up prepared, those are skills that we learn in school.
And Rhonda, finally, is there something to be said about once a child gets to school? I imagine there must be some things that you, once you get a child to school, that a child loves school or loves learning and wants to go and can almost get that message across to parents, grandparents, whoever it may be. Is there some dynamic there that schools, if for some reason kids are finding that parents are not saying, hey, time to go to school, the kids almost have to manage themselves? The more the kids want to go, maybe the harder it is for chronic absenteeism to really set in.
I was visiting a high school just last week, and the high school has 18% of their student body classified as homeless. And the school has become creative in putting in place resources that make students want to come to school. Yeah. So for example, this high school, Maya High School, they put in place a laundry room. And there's washers and dryers and detergent and everything a homeless student would need to come and do laundry, get some resources, get food. There's social workers there that are helping with housing. The school has become literally a home and a haven for students that would otherwise drop out and otherwise be on the streets. But because they have found the school to be really a hub of hope and help and connection to resources, they want to be there.
Well, Rhonda Cagle, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Rhonda Cagle is the founder of Leverage Consulting Agency.